All right, everybody, I think we'll get started. It looks like they put me in way too large of a room, so if you just want to get your stuff, we're going to go find a broom closet where we can finish this out. Today we're going to talk about high volume, low latency mobile push notifications. My name is Chris Reisner. I'm a technical evangelist focusing on Microsoft Azure and primarily on mobile stuff. So today we're first going to talk about why push notifications are important. We'll then really briefly talk about what Microsoft Azure is in case anyone's not aware. We'll then specifically talk about Azure Notification Hubs and some of the features it has, like tags and templates, and then how to do registration, and then we should have lots of time for questions at the end. So push notifications are big. I'm going to guess everybody in here probably has a smartphone, and they probably have gotten a lot of push notifications today, probably since you sat down in the room. There's a lot of different important reasons for push notifications. One, they can provide updates to users. They can alert users when your app isn't actually running. So, for example, if you want to get them back in your app or there's some important information they need, you can do a push notification and they'll see that. You can also use them to trigger background sync, so the next time they go into the app or the next time they go to whatever screen in the app, they have the latest information without having to pull it down themselves. And one of the really key features is that it helps pull users back into your apps. For a lot of companies that are making mobile applications, the more screen time a user has in front of their app, the better it is, and this is one way you can get users into your apps more frequently. So I just kind of made a list of push notifications that I'd received, in the past day, and, there's tons of them. You get push notifications when you get emails. You get push notifications when you get game updates, like when you're playing Words with Friends and your friend makes a move, that's a push notification that says, hey, it's your turn to play, and then you get mad because they had, 50 points. Flight reminders, like I'm flying out later today. I got a reminder yesterday evening to check in my flight. Rental car appointments, tons of stuff. We're inundated with push notifications, so it's a really important part of doing mobile applications. So regardless of what platform you're building on, push notifications are kind of pretty much the exact same thing. We just would, change out the names and a few key pieces of information. So the first step is your application registers with the provider. So the provider is something like WNS for Windows Store or APNS for iOS. Your app says, hey, I want to get push notifications. The provider then hands back some piece of information. For APNS, it's a token. For WNS and MPNS, it's a channel URI. For GCM, it's a registration ID. But basically, they give you a token or a piece of information that when you send something to them, it identifies your application and your device, so they know where to send it to the push notification. So the next step is that your app has to send that to your backend, wherever that might be. Then your backend can then say, hey, I want to do a push, and it'll take that token or that piece of information, send it over to the provider, and say, hey, provider, please deliver this information down to the application. And then provided everything is good, the provider will actually deliver that to the device. One of the really key features of basically all of the platforms and why the push notification service providers are important is that instead of every application having to run some service which is doing, some long polling against the server to see, hey, is there any news, but Windows Phone, Windows, Android, iOS, they all have a built-in service which is basically doing that on behalf of all of the applications. So instead of having to build that infrastructure yourself, you talk to whatever the provider of the platform of choice is, and they will handle the whole push, the delivery aspect for you. Now, as I said, I just want to cover really quickly kind of what Microsoft Azure is on a whole. I would hope that by this point in time, you all probably know most of this, but just in case, Microsoft Azure is Microsoft's cloud platform. It's comprised of a bunch of different things. But at a high level, it has stuff like infrastructure as a service, so hosting VMs. So, you get a Windows server and you go do whatever you want with it. Platform as a service, which is cloud services and stuff like websites, where you just kind of build on top of the platform. You don't worry about the OS layer. Backend as a service, which in Azure is something called mobile services. And the idea is if you're building a mobile app, you spin up this backend, you get all these features that most mobile apps need, but you don't have to do it yourself. And we're actually going to be using that today to help us do some of the push notifications we're going to see. And then software as a service, which are capabilities that you can use whether you're building stuff in Azure, on IaaS, or on PaaS, or on backend service, or on your own data center. And notification hubs, which is what we're going to use today, kind of falls into that category of software as a service. So notification hubs is basically cross-platform push notifications that are highly scalable and managed. One of the great things about Notification Hubs is that you can use it regardless of whether or not you're using other aspects of Azure. If you work for a company that, for example, you know, can't put its data in the cloud due to compliance, or maybe it's just not comfortable with it, there's no reason you can't still use Notification Hubs, because you're not really storing, or you don't have to necessarily store any personal information or sensitive information inside Notification Hubs. You can basically just use it as your push provider. So let's talk about each of these areas. First of all, as far as cross-platform push goes, their client SDK is for all the mobile platforms. So if you're building an Android app, you talk to GCM for Google Cloud Messaging, or ADM if you're building something for Kindle, which is Amazon device messaging. If you're building iOS apps, you talk to APNS. If you do Windows Phone, it's MPNS, and for Windows Store, it's WNS. Those are all kind of the corresponding push notification service that those platforms use. And there's client SDKs for notification hubs for all of those platforms. So from each platform, you basically, like I said, talk to the push notification service, you get back a piece of information, and then there's a library there you can use to talk to your notification hub. Notification hubs are capable of pushing down to a specific platform if you want. So say, hey, push this to the iOS devices, or you can say, push this to all the devices at once. And we're going to see how that works today. And then as far as actually talking to your notification hub and saying, hey, I want you to deliver a push, or I need you to do something, there are also server-side SDKs. So this is the sort of SDK that you'd put in your back end for actually triggering your push notifications. And everything in Notification Hubs is exposed via REST API. So if you're building a back end and you want to use Notification Hubs and there isn't a library available today for you to use, like for example, I don't think we have a PHP library right now. Everything's exposed via REST API, so you can connect to it anyway, you know, as you want. Now, there are actual SDKs built for .NET, Node.js, and there's a beta, I think, version of a Java one. Today, we're actually going to be seeing the Node.js version used to do some push notifications, or to trigger them, at least. So Notification Hubs is highly scalable. So it's part of Azure Service Bus. Service Bus contains a few different things, including queues and topics for doing inter-app messaging, relays for doing on-premise connectivity, and then Notification Hubs. But it's something that's been in Azure for a while, and it's very highly scalable. And there's three levels of kind of scale within your notification hub, and that has to do with how many push notifications you're doing. And there's a free tier, a basic tier, and a standard tier, and we'll look at that in a little more detail later on. But at the end of the day, you're able to deliver millions of push notifications in minutes. And lastly, it's managed. So there's stuff you have to do, and there's stuff that the notification hub will deal with for you. So the notification hubs will handle storing the device registration information. So what is that unique key that identifies your app and your device? It'll deal with signing push requests and sending to the push notification service. Now, that's one line on the slide, but I can't emphasize how important and how awesome that is. With every push provider, you know, APNS, GCM, WNS, they all have some way that you have to kind of sign a request, which for example, for GCM, you know, there's a registration or an API key that you just send over with your request. But for Windows Phone and for APNS, you actually have to sign requests with certificates. And those are certificates you get from, like, for example, the Apple Developer Portal. And those certificates expire every year. So your system has to be capable of dealing with a change in certificate. It's really super complex. So having that, you know, taking that off your plate is really awesome. It also deals with invalid push ID registration. So let's say you push to one of the providers like GCM, and you say, hey, send this information. But whatever ID you're using is no longer valid. Maybe the user's uninstalled your app, maybe it's expired, et cetera. Notification Hubs will deal with that so it won't actually talk to the provider anymore with that ID. So essentially, if you try to keep pushing to the same bad expired ID, the push providers can be unhappy, and they can even go so far as to block your app from using their services. And then lastly, it handles templates and tags, which we are going to talk about throughout the presentation. So on your side, what you have to do is you have to, A, create your hub and then configure it. So put in that information that identifies your app to the providers. Then on the app side, you need to register with the provider because they still give you that piece of information that identifies your app and your device. And then you send that up to your hub, and the rest is kind of done for you. So as far as using notification hubs go, this diagram is pretty similar to what we saw before. First, again, your app registers with the provider, so it says, hey, APNS or WNS, I want to get a push notification. They return back the information. You can then send that up to your notification hub and say, hey, I want to register with my notification hub. You then will send the token to, I'm sorry, from your back end, you can then talk to your hub and say, hey, I want to deliver a push notification. Notification hubs will do its part as far as figuring out who it needs to send it to, and then it will talk to the provider who will then finally deliver it down to your device. Let's go ahead and look at a demo of actually creating a hub and configuring it. So here we are in the Microsoft Azure portal. I've already got some hubs here that we'll use one of these, but for actually creating a new hub, you just go in, you go down to New, you choose App Services and Service Bus, and then we'll say Notification Hub and click Create. And then here all we have to do is actually pick a name, so we'll just call this My New Test Hub. And then Service Bus has this concept of a namespace, so basically all those features like topics and queues and relays and notification hubs, they all fall under the Service Bus umbrella, so you create a namespace which then contains that. And basically for every region, you'd create a new namespace if you wanted to, so if I was going to create a new one in West Europe, I'd just name whatever I wanted my namespace to be and then create it. Now behind the scenes, that's going to go ahead and provision and get everything set up for me. It takes, 30 or so seconds, so instead of doing that, I'm just going to this hub I created, this Service Bus namespace I created earlier. And inside there, we'll go into notification hubs. And I've got my tech ed hub here. Now, I haven't actually done any set configuration of this. It's just basically like a brand new notification hub. We can see in here there's kind of a chart that doesn't have any information because we haven't done any pushes. There's some graphs that tell us how much what we've done. Again, we haven't used this, but we'll look at it a little bit later on. So we're going to go to the Configure tab, and this is where we enter the information that, again, identifies the hub to what I'm going to push with. So for Windows Store apps, you put in the package SID and the client secret of the specific store app that you're going to do pushes for. For Windows Phone, if you're doing authenticated, you upload the certificate. For Apple, you upload the certificate, and then we've got the same sort of information down here for GCM and ADM. Now, I've already gone through the process of setting all that stuff up behind the scenes, because it can be, especially in the case of APNS and getting a certificate, pretty lengthy. So I'm just going to copy and upload the information I need. So I'm going to go ahead and save that, and then once that's done, I'll deal with actually uploading the APNS certificate. Now, when we do this for APNS, you may have to get your certificate, but then they also have a concept of a sandbox or a test certificate and a production certificate as well. So for example, for if your test version of your app, you'd have one hub, and then for a production version, you'd have another hub because you can't use both certificates, essentially. So now that I've done that, my hub's configured, it's ready to go and ready to push. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go over to my iOS app where I've already got some code. If you're not an iOS developer, don't worry. You're going to see some iOS, some Android, and some Windows Store stuff today. So I'll go over to Xcode, which is the IDE for building iOS apps. And inside here, the first thing we'll look at is the app delegate. This is kind of like my application object class. And what we have in here is this did finish launching with options method. And this is basically the first entry point in my code that I have in this app. So as soon as the app launches, this is the first place I can do stuff. And inside here, I've got this call to register for remote notification types. This is what tells my iOS app to go talk to APNS and say, hey, I need a push token. So behind the scenes, it's going to go ahead and do that, and then when I get the token, it's going to get this callback right here, did register for remote notifications with device token, and then this is where I can save that locally for use later on. Now down here, all we're going to see today from the iOS side is whenever I get a push notification, if my application is running, this method right here will be called, and all I'm going to do is just pop it up on the UI. So if we go over to the View Controller class, which is tied to my UI, first thing we have here is in the ViewDidLoad class, I'm going to create a notification hub. I've already dropped the notification hub SDK into my application, but if I hadn't done that yet, all I'd have to do is put this Windows Azure Messaging.framework into my app. Same thing exists for Android. There's a jar you'd put in, and there's a NuGet package if you're doing Windows or Windows Phone. So I need to go to my hub and actually get the name and the connection information. Inside here, we see we've got a listen shared access signature and a full shared access signature. There's basically two levels of access to your hub. When you use the listen shared access signature, you can handle registration or updating registration for a single device. When you have the full shared access signature, not only can you update device registration, but that's what also gives you permission to actually ask your notification hub to do a push. So if all you had access to was the listen shared access signature, you wouldn't be able to actually tell your hub to do a push. So I'm going to go ahead and copy the listen signature, and I'll get the name, TechEdHub. And I'll paste that in here. And basically what this does is when I create my hub here, it just creates it with this information so that when I use it later on, it knows what it's talking to. So then down here, I've got this method called tap register with no tags. Now, all that's going to do is it's going to call the register native with device token method and pass in the device token. Now, basically all this is doing is it's saying, hey, hub, here's the token I got from APNS. I want to get push notifications. So let's go ahead and run this app. It's going to take a second. All right, great. So very simple UI. I know it's great. So what we see here is first, if we look in the little console of the bug log here, we see that we have this alphanumeric key. That's the APNS token I get that identifies this app and this device to Apple servers. So, and then over here, I've got it so it actually, you know, printed it out on the screen. So I'm just going to go ahead and hit this register with no tags method. And we'll see down here, I've got success registering for push with no tags. So that basically executed this code right here behind the scenes. And, you know, so now I'm connected to my hub. The next step is I actually need to push to my device. To do that, I'm going to first go back to the portal, and I'm going to go to the debug page. Now, inside here, what you can basically do is you can test out push notifications. So if you just want to test to make sure your things are working without really having to connect to the hub and say, hey, push for me, this is a great way to do it. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pick iOS, and I'm going to leave random broadcasts on. And what that basically does is it'll pick randomly 10 devices that are connected to my hub and send out whatever push notification I decide. This is great because this is the only device I've actually connected to it. But if I had hundreds of devices connected to my hub, I probably might not want to send out random stuff. And if you want to do that, you can use tags, which we'll talk about in a minute. So down here, I've got the payload right here, which basically, this identify or this right here, if I send this to APNS, it knows that, oh, if your app is running, I'm going to, A, it'll go to my this method I have here, which will show the notification. If the app isn't running, this payload basically says, hey, show a toast in the app, show a toast on the home screen. So I'll just go ahead and send this. And it's going to make sure I want to do it. Great. So I got the notification. It's showing up on the device. And if you know, if I had other APNS devices, this they would probably get the push notification too, or at least 10 of them would. So just a reminder, what we saw now is a registering from a device with the provider itself, talking to the hub, so you're connected to the hub, and then pushing down from the hub. Actually, before we go on, one other thing I'll show you is I'll actually show you a backend doing a push that's not using this test page. So to do that, I'm going to go to mobile services. If you haven't seen mobile services before, it's a really awesome backend of the service that allows you to connect your, you know, your mobile apps to it and gives you really great capabilities for your mobile apps. All I'm using it here for is just an endpoint to trigger a push notification. So I've got these different APIs that are exposed to the web, so if I go to a URL, they'll get hit. And all I'm going to do is first I'll copy in my hub connection string. So for this one, I'm using the full shared access signature because I need to actually push, and to do that, that's the string we need. So we'll call this TechEd Hub. We'll paste this in. So now this is using the Node.js SDK. So when I get this Azure module, that's the module that has the Node module that has access to the notification hub, or has the code in it. So using that, I create a notification hub service, and then I call notification hub service.apns.send. I'm passing in a null, which we'll get to in a minute, and I'll explain what that's doing. And then I'm passing in this payload. So this payload right here is very similar to what I had on the debug page. If we go to iOS again. So we see that, you know, alert, notification hub test sent, or notification hub. So here we've got alert, and that's going to get automatically wrapped in the APS part. So I'm just going to go ahead and save this. Now if I go over here and I say push test no tag, it's going to hit that API, and because I just made a change to the mobile service, it's going to take a few seconds for it actually to kind of recognize that and then run it. Great. So we see that I got the push notification. It pushed everyone on iOS, just like I had right here. Now, because I sent this null in here, which this is a place for tags, which is what we're going to talk about next, this is sent to every APNS device registered to my my hub. So they're basically just any APNS device or any device that's been connected to APNS and then connected to my hub is going to get this push notification. Next thing we're going to talk about is tags. So as I said right there, there's no filter, right? Every APNS device is getting this push notification. But a lot of times you probably don't want to send a push notification to every single user or every single user on a platform. Tags give us that way to filter and say, hey, specifically send it to this person or this device or this group. So essentially what happens is, instead of just sending up your token when you talk to your hub, what you can also do is you can send up a list of tags. And tags are basically strings. And notification hubs, when it gets that, it saves those tags, and they're tied to your push ID. So for example, they're tied to that token. So then later on, when I talk to my backend, or when I talk to the notification hub and say, hey, I want to push, I can also say, and I want to push to these tags or this tag. And what that means is that on the back end, my notification hub is going to say, OK, so now I'm pushing to APNS, and I'm pushing to these tags. So only devices that were registered with these tags will receive this push. So this is kind of like a way of doing an interest-based push, or a group, or a person-based push. So as an example of that, let's say I've got two devices, and they're both going to talk to my notification hub, right? One device is going to register with a tag for build. The other device is going to register with the tag for tech ed. I only want to do a push notification to people that are at tech ed. Build was in the past. I don't want to worry about it anymore. So what my app backend does is it says, hey, notification hub, push this information out to anybody that's registered with tech ed. And the notification will look at that and say, OK, I've only got one registered device. I'm going to push to that device. So we just saw, you know, where that would be a usage of the, you know, like a conference name. But you can really use tags for anything you want. So let's say you want to push to all of Chris's devices. Well, if I register with the notification hub with my token and then my username as one of the tags, from their backend, you can say, hey, push the tag Chris, and all of my devices will get that push notification. You can use stuff like the zip code, which to do geo-based push, which I'll actually show you in a few minutes. You could do stuff like sports name, band name, you know, a stock ticker. Anything you might be interested in, you know, identifying or pushing to, you can use as a tag. So let's go ahead and look at registering with a tag and then pushing to a tag. So I'm going to return back to my iOS app. And we've got another method here. It's called register with tags. And inside here, I'm basically calling the same method, the register native with device token. But now I'm creating this array of tags. So I've got TechEd, I've got all users, and I've got iOS user. And I'm going to now send that tag set up with my app, with my registration. So I'll go back here, and we'll push register with tags. All right, success registering with push with tags. So we're good. We'll go back to the portal. And I'm going to go ahead and go to push test tag, another method I've got. I'm going to put the TechEd hub in here, and I'll put the connection string again. Normally, this is something I'd put it, you know, as an environment variable, something like that, so I don't have to enter it every time. So now what we're going to do is we'll start off by saying, hey, I'm going to send a push to APNS. And now I've got a tag in here. I'm going to tag build, right? Now, as we saw in the code, I'm not registered with build, right? So I shouldn't get this push notification because I don't care about build. Payload's pretty much the same, except now it says push from a tag. So now what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll run this. Push test tag. It's going to take a few seconds because, again, I made a modification to my mobile service, so it has to recompile some stuff. And what we're going to see is, you know, I did not get any push notifications because this device is not registered with that tag. Let's go back and we'll change this to TechEd. And we'll just say, we'll save that. So now we'll go ahead and we'll refresh this page, and after it does its little recompile thing, we're going to see that we get a push notification, and it should say hi, TechEd. Great. So now I've got targeted push notifications. I'm only giving it to the device or the people that are interested in what I want to push to. And, you know, it can be as complex as you want. You could have really detailed push or tags. You could have very basic tags. So another thing you can do, which we'll look at a little bit later, is something called tag expressions. So what this lets you do is you can actually do kind of logic-based tag pushes. So here, all I said was push to TechEd or push to build. But I can also do stuff like, let's say I've got two conferences, like let's say I've got TechEd North America and TechEd Europe. I could say push to TechEd NA and in TechEd EU, and it would actually look at everybody that's registered with TechEd NA or everybody that's registered with TechEd EU, and it's going to push to all of them. So you can get really powerful capabilities like that. So let's say you're in a group and you want to push to all the people in the group, but you don't want to get the push notification yourself. Well, you can do that by saying, you know, the group, here's the group ID, but not my ID. If you wanted to, let's say you push out a new version of your app, right? So you've got 2.0. Let's say you want to tell all the 1.0 people to get off their butts and go upgrade the app. Well, you could say, hey, push to version 1.0, and the platform is whatever version you just upgraded. You can get really as advanced as you might want to do here. So the next thing we'll talk about is templates. So far, all we've pushed to is APNS. And all the payloads we've pushed, they've all been specific to APNS. If I took that same payload and I tried to push it to a Windows Store app or an Android app, the WNS or GCM, they're just going to turn around and say, sorry, this is an invalid payload. I'm not doing anything with it. So the problem there is the solution there is I could actually go through and I could say, hey, push this to APNS, push this to GCM, push this to WNS. But that's a lot of code that I don't really want to do every time I want to do a push notification. Templates let me solve that problem by specifying what format I want to get a payload in. So when my client registers, it says, hey, here's my token, here's my tags, and then this is the format I want to get this sort of push notification in. So then on the server side, what I can do is when my backend talks to my notification hub, I can just say, hey, push this data out to this device. And what will happen there is my hub will say, all right, what data are you sending over? Oh, you're sending over, in this case, alert, right? So it's going to, or info, rather, yeah, info, right? So any push notification or any request that comes over with an info key value pair, it's going to look and say, all right, I've got these devices registered with this template. I'm going to go ahead and send that out. And you can do multiple templates per device, and you can associate different tags with each templates, with each template. So let's go ahead and look at this. And now we'll actually not just do iOS. We'll actually look at push notifications on a few different platforms. So the first thing we will do, though, is we'll get our iOS device registered. So if we go down here, same method, pretty much, except now we've got this APS, this template body that we're passing in. And this looks very, very similar to everything else, but I've got this message wildcard in here. So now when I send a message value up to push to my hub and say, hey, push this out, it's going to look and say, hey, this template has message in it, I'm going to push it out. So we'll pull that back up there. We'll register with templates. All right, so this one's ready to go. So the next thing we need to do, all right, so the next thing we'll do is we're actually going to go to a Windows Store app. And one second, it looks like. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. That would be why. All right. So I've already got an application, which I was going to show you earlier, but unfortunately the slide deck got a little screwed up, so that wasn't there. Anyway, so I've got a Windows Store app here, which I'm going to show you in a minute. I'll actually show you how to do geo-based push using it. But for now, I'll actually just show you how to do the template-based push. So inside here, and we'll look at more of this code in a minute, I'm going to go over to my main page, xaml.cs, and I've got this template button where basically it's going to say, hey, we need to enter our hub information. So we're using the .NET NuGet package. We have a notification hub. We create that. We specify this template, which is an XML template for a toast text. Again, we see we have this message wildcard, the same thing we had in iOS. We then call the register template async method on our hub, which we pass in the channel URI we get from our from WNS, the template, and then the name of the template, which is just going to be message. I'm not doing any tags here, so I don't have any tag-based registration. And then at the end, I'll just register. I'll just print out the ID to show that I registered with it. And eventually the app will run. Great. Ignore all the mapping stuff because I was supposed to show you that before, but we'll get to that in just a minute. So I'm just going to go ahead and I'll register with my template. And it comes back and says, hey, registration successful. So now I've got the Windows Store app and I've got my iOS app ready to go. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go over to Android and do the same thing. So inside here, I'm going to go to my TechHead hub. I'll go to my notification hub. I'm going to open that. If I look at the Android source code, first thing we need to do is specify our connection string and our hub name one more time. And we're going to go back and get the listen string. So we'll paste that in here. So for Android, we use the Google Cloud Messaging library, which is part of Google Play Services, and say, hey, I want to register. That happens down here where we say register with notification hubs. This basically says, hey, GCM, register. Here's my sender ID. That sender ID identifies my application and my server backend that's going to do the push notifications. When I get the registration ID back, I'm going to use my hub object. I'm going to call register template. I pass in the name of the template. And then here's the actual template. Again, we see the message object. And then the last two parameters you send in are two more tags where we're sending in all users and Android user. And then if we actually go over to my handler, we'll see what it actually does for push notifications. So in this case right here, whenever we get a push notification, it's going to call this onReceive method. When we're going to call send notification, which is going to build up a little thing that will show up in the notification bar at the top of our app. So the next thing we'll do is we'll actually start running the emulator. And now that that's running, we'll go ahead and run our application. Very, very simple app. In fact, it's no real different than the demo template app you get. But behind the scenes, it's gone ahead and it's registered. So now I've got my Android device registered, my iOS device registered, and my Windows Store app registered. So I'm going to go jump back over here, and what we'll do is we'll go back to the portal, and we'll get this out of the way temporarily. I'm going to go back to my mobile service scripts, and I've got push test template. We'll do our hub name again, and our connection string. So in here, what we're going to do is now the payload we're going to send over, all it is there's a message object and a value for it. You can ignore the collapse key. That's an Android-specific thing that I'm doing. Now, what I want to do here is I'm going to send over no tag, because I don't want to send a tag. And you'll notice I'm not using notification hub service.apns or .wns or anything like that. All I'm doing is using the send method. To my notification hub, that's going to say, hey, send this out to any tags that match it, which I don't have any tags, or any registrations that match my template. So I'll go ahead and save this. We'll just get everything ready. So we will. All right, so now what we should see momentarily is we're going to get a push notification on all three platforms. Shortly. Let me try doing that again. Ticket hub. I put the wrong connection string. So here's an example of where I put the listen shared access string, but I don't have permission to do it, so it's not going to work. And if I went to the error log, it would probably say, you don't have permission to do this. So I'll copy the right connection string this time. Save that. All right. Now we will go ahead and refresh. And now we should see push notification show up on all three platforms. Great. So we see it in iOS, we see it in Windows Store, and if we hop over here, we see it in Android. So now I've got push notifications that are going to go through all three platforms, and if I had Windows Phone or if I had Kindle, it would do that too. And I don't have to specify what format the payload is in for each of those. It's all done from my client side. Now, I said we'd take a look at doing template, let's hop back over here. doing tag expressions. So let's go ahead and take a look and see how that would be done right now. So for tag expressions, all I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use the same script I've got now, but where I'm sending in no tag here, I'm going to say, I'm going to say iOS user or Android user. And so behind the scenes, my notification hub is going to say, hey, who is registered with the message template, and who matches these two tags? So what we're going to see here is when I run this, I'm going to get a push on iOS, I'm going to get a push on Android, but it's not going to hit Windows Store. So we'll go ahead and refresh. And if we go over here, we'll see in just a second. Great, so we got our push here on iOS, nothing on Windows Store, and if we hop over to Android, we've got our push up here for Android. So really easy to do, you know, tag-based filtering using whatever kind of expression you might want to do. Now the other demo I want to show you is how to do geo-based push. And essentially with geo, basically what we need to do is we need to have our app talk to a provider and say, hey, where am I? So in this case, we've got a Windows Store app that connects with Bing Maps and says, hey, I need to know where I'm at. And Bing Maps will then come back and say, oh, you're in Houston. And if we zoom in, we'll see it's going to show us right by the convention center. So that's right. So the next thing you need to do is you need to find out where that is, because I could register with tags being my coordinates, but that's a little more detailed that I want to do. If you had something where you actually wanted to say, like, I want to push to these coordinates, you could actually do that if you wanted to. That's pretty complex. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to say, hey, I want to find out where I'm at, like what city I'm in. So I want to push to Houston, essentially. So if I kick this register button, it's going to do that behind the scenes. It's going to go to Bing Maps or service and say, hey, here are my coordinates. Where am I? Bing Maps is going to come back and say, hey, here's the approximate address you're at. And it's not quite the address of the convention center because my GPS isn't quite right. But it's going to tell me I'm in Houston. It's going to give me the approximate area. So I know I'm in Houston. And now I've registered with the... Oh, yeah. First, I need to actually set the settings on it for the Windows app. Let me go ahead and do that. So we'll go ahead and run that again. Oh, yeah, let me clean that, sorry. Great, so we'll run the app again. It's going to pull up my address again, or it's going to go use the map, their Bing Maps, to say, hey, this is where you're at. We'll be in Houston again. We'll click register, and it's going to say, hey, you're in Houston. And now we'll go register with the hub. Great, we've registered. So now from the server side, I'm going to go back over here, and I'll go back to the push test tag method. And inside here, I'm going to say I want to push to Houston, because I'm registered for Houston. And we'll say, hi, Houston. So I'll go ahead and save this. And we'll go back over here. And say push test tag. And what we should see is in just a moment, we'll get a push notification that says, hi, Houston. And it's going to show up on this app because I'm in Houston. It's not going to show up on any other apps because I haven't registered any other apps and said, hey, I want to be registered in the Houston area. Good catch. Let me go back and fix that. So as he said, the problem was I actually chose to send that to APNS. So since I don't have the script quite right, I'll go back to the test page, and I'm just going to choose Windows. And instead of doing random broadcasts here, I'll say I want to send stuff to Houston. And I'm going to send a toast. So in here, we'll say, hi, Houston, and we'll save that. So we'll send it. Great. So now I get the hi, Houston. Thank you, sir. So that's great. So now I get the push notification I want. If I go back in here and I say, no, I want to send this to Austin, we'll say, hi, Austin. And now when I send it, we should see that we're not going to get a push notification because we're not registered, we're not in the city of Austin, it's not going to work. And we don't see a push notification. Now, it doesn't look like that slide deck actually has the correct slide, so I'm going to go ahead and open the
correct deck. Pardon me for just a moment.
Great, so what we just talked about was geo-based push. Again, client requests the location from whatever the provider is, figures out where it really is using some geocoding or reverse geocoding service, then registers with that as a tag. And our backend then says, hey, push to that tag. So we did that, we talked about templates. Great, so next thing we'll talk about is client versus service registration. Everything we've done so far has been from our client talking to the server and saying, hey, I want to register I want to register with the hub. And that's great, and it goes over the wire with the push ID, so whether it's the token or the channel URI or the registration ID or whatever, whatever tags, whatever templates, and the listen connection string. The problem here is that basically our client has control over what it wants to register for. So let's say I want to push based off username, right? And I'm going to say, hey, I want to push to all of Chris's devices. If we have all the registration code in the client, it's kind of trivial to really disassemble or decompile application code, as long as you can get access to the compiled unit, and figure out what's going on behind the scenes, or even do something, you know, like a man-in-the-middle attack to get through SSL. And then you can figure out what's going on, and you can potentially register your device for tags that you shouldn't be, or I didn't intend you to. So you out there could say, ha-ha, I'm going to register, and I'm going to say my username is Chris. And then whenever I do it, or whenever I send a push notification to all of Chris's devices, you're going to get that push notification too. So as long as you don't have you're not worried about security like this, you're fine, you can do this stuff on the client. But what you can also do is you can authenticate or you can register from the server. And when you do this, you can authenticate the request in whatever way you might need to say, you know, is this person who they say they are, or are there tags that I want them to be registered for, anything like that. You can still specify tags and templates. So, you know, there's really no difference except for the fact that you're talking to your hub from your backend instead of from your client. And what this allows you to do is basically control the registration and prevent your client from ever actually talking to the hub. This is really great if you have a complex system. Like, let's say you have a website that's tied in with your application, and it gives them, you know, some sort of a notification center where they can pick what they want to get push notifications for. You know, you'll see this in, you know, pretty much every bank website there is. It'll say, hey, what do you want to get notified for? Well, if you're doing all your registration from the client side, there really isn't a way to update that when they make changes. They'd have to go to the mobile app and change it there. But with server-side registration, you can directly from your website or from your back end, you can talk to your notification hub and say, hey, change what they're registered for. So one example of this would be, let's say, you know, your manager puts you in a new group or on a new project, something like that, and wants you to get push notifications for it. Instead of having to go to the user's device and saying, hey, change the registration, you can do it right from your back end. So the way this works is essentially, you know, again, your client app gets its token, sends that up to the back end instead of sending it to notification hubs. And then your notification hub can say, hey, here is the, you know, the ID, and then here are the tags and the templates I want to register for. No communication from your hub to your device, but your hub still controls all the push notifications. So really quick, we'll look at a script that'll do this, and then I'll give you some point you to where you can actually see some guidance on how to really do it from a .NET backend if you wanted to. So I've got a really complicated script that we're only going to look at a piece of, because all it's going to do is right here, it's going to go check the platform, so what platform sent this request through. And if it's Android, it's going to create a template that has the Android formatting. If it's iOS, it has the iOS formatting, Windows Phone, Windows, etc. And then my notification hub, again, this is using the full access connection string. So from the server side, I don't just have access to say push, I have also access to register. So I can say create template registration and pass the information through. What's really great here is this username I'm passing through, I know what this user is because they're authenticated before they send me their push information. So I know that username matches that user. So now they can't register for Chris's push notifications when they're not Chris. And you'll see, you know, everything works here as far as all the different platforms. And then we've got content in MSDN that'll kind of walk you through how and when you should register on the back end. So if you want more detail on that, you can just look in MSDN and it'll walk you through all the steps of that. So push to sync or push to pull is an interesting topic. So let's say you have sensitive information. So I mentioned earlier bank stuff, right? Maybe I don't want to send banking information through APNS or through GCM or through WNS for that matter. Maybe, you know, I've got secure information that, you know, only the user should see, but I want them to get the information from me and not through a different provider, especially when you don't necessarily know, you know, what channels is it really going through. What you can do with push-to-pull is basically push to your application and say, hey, I've got information, or hey, you need to check this out. And then your application can actually go up and get the data itself from your server wherever it's at. Now, it's interesting because this is the way this is supported on different platforms is different. So for Windows and Windows Phone, you have to set your app up as a lock screen app in order for this to work. For iOS, prior to iOS 7, there was really no way to do this. So you can only do this background sort of push or background pull data if you're running an iOS 7. Android and Kindle are a little different because they kind of had this capability built in. So when we looked at the Android code, we saw that, you know, when I get the push notification, I have code in there that basically say, hey, show a notification whether or not the app is running. You can basically do whatever you want in there. So you can get a background process that'll pull data or alert the user, you know, whatever you really want. This is also useful if you're trying to send more data than you can fit in a payload. For push notifications with like the different providers, so APNS, GCM, you're really quite limited in how much data you can send through there. Like, not even kilobytes of data can you get into a payload. And if you try to send too much data, the provider is going to smack you and say, sorry, you can't send this data. So if you wanted to deliver, you know, a new music file, an image, something, or a video, something like that, your push notifications really won't work. But you can tell the app, hey, I've got this data. You should go pull it down. So let's look at how you actually set this up. We're not actually going to go through how to do it, because it's really just a different format of the payload, but we'll look at the different steps you do on the client side. So if you're doing a Windows Store app, you need to go into your package manifest, and then down here where you enable toast notifications, so basically turn on notifications, you turn on either badge or badge and text, but basically you make your app a lock screen notification app, and you also, you know, you need to set some different assets for that to work. If you go over to the iOS app, we go to kind of the app settings, and we go to background modes, and we turn those on. And then you get, and again, this is all new as of iOS 7, you get some different options as far as doing remote notifications, background fetch, and stuff like that. Now, if we go to the app delegate, we have this did receive remote notifications method. This is the method that gets called right now if your app is in the foreground and you get a push notification. If my app was in the background, then it's going to, iOS is going to dictate how to present that push notification. There's a different method that basically takes in a fetch handler as well, and you use that when you need to actually fetch new data from your push notification. And like I said, if we go over to Android, and we look at the source code here, this onReceive method, it's called no matter what sort of push notification you get, and it's called whether your app is running in the foreground or not running at all or running in the background. So all you need to do in here is instead of, say, send notification and put something up on the notification bar, we can put in code here to basically, you know, pull from whatever source we might need. Now, one of the interesting things about Android is that you also need to request a wake lock. So basically, you only have limited time to respond to this notification. So if you need to pull data or you need to do something that's more of a long-running process, you say, hey, I need a wake lock. And provided you've put that in the, you know, the app permissions, like you said, this app may require a wake lock, which the user sees when they install your app. As long as that's okay, then you get a wake lock and you can kind of perform whatever long-running task you might need. So pretty easy to get this stuff set up if you want to do that. All right, so before I actually close, I've got a few other kind of websites and web access stuff you can check out. So as far as the different scaling units go, I mentioned this, and let's see if I can blow this up. So there's three different tiers. There's a free tier, a basic tier, and a standard tier. And it all has to do with how many push notifications you're going to send. Notification Hubs is going to deal with the parallelization of your push notification for you. So if you're going to send, you know, if you only need one basic unit for the number of pushes, so about 16,600 per day, you don't need multiple units in order to ensure it'll parallelize. It's going to do that for you. It's really based completely off of how many push notifications you need to perform. And so, for example, basic, it's $20 per unit. Standard, it's $199 per unit. And I think the guidance, and Ilio, who's in the audience, will correct me. I think the guidance is if you're doing less than if you're doing less than 5 million notifications in a month, you only need one hub. Is that maybe? Yes. Yes. Okay, good. Awesome. So there's a notification hub landing page, which I'll give you the URL to in a second. But it's going to walk you through a lot of the stuff I demonstrated today. You know, how to get started with each of your platforms, how to do tags, how to do templates, all that stuff. Really great stuff in here, as well as links to video to like the stuff that we talked about at Build, as well. This video will show up there soon as well. Some really great features in the documentation as far as the different templates. Let's go over here and security. So this will detail how the different connection strings work, details of how the routing and how the tags and tag expression works. So everything I talked about just in more detail. We've actually had some really big customers using notification hubs for push notifications. So NBC News does push notifications through notification hubs, so tons of pushes. There was a Sochi Olympics mobile applications that were using notification hubs to deliver event results. So, you know, we're talking about millions upon millions of push notifications all successfully going through notification hubs. It should be good. All right, so sign up for an Azure trial if you haven't done so already at azure.com. If you have an MSDN subscription, you get free Azure benefits, so you can check out everything that Azure offers for whatever your free or limit is. If you go to aka.ms/nh, that's going to take you to that Notification Hub landing page, which will really get you started and explain how to access it from all your different applications. The SDKs for Notification Hubs are all open source, so if you want to understand what's actually happening behind the scenes when you call register for whatever, you can check that out, and if you have problems, you can actually look at the source code yourself. You can always contact me. I've got my email address, my website, and my Twitter handle up there. I'm pretty frequently talking about stuff related to Azure and mobile connectivity as well as notifications. So there's a bunch of other sessions that are happening or have happened already at TechEd this week. So yesterday there was a session, What's New in Mobile Services and Notification Hubs. Obviously it was yesterday, so you can't go to it, but it should be on Channel 9 by now, so you can go and rewatch it. And that'll talk about some of the notification sub stuff as well. There's Building Azure Mobile Services with Visual Studio, so more detail about using the backend that I was using to just trigger the pushes today. Live Tiles Notification for Windows Phone, so more stuff about all the notifications on Windows Phone. If you haven't looked at notifications with Windows Phone and Windows Store, there's actually kind of complex. There's a ton of different options, like what kind of tile or what kind of toast or like all this stuff. So if you're interested in doing push with Windows or Windows Phone, I'd actually really recommend that because it'll kind of take some of the complexity out of it for you. Then there's another session on multitasking event-triggered backend processing, so event-triggered, just like push notifications. And then there's a lab which is kind of related. It's not necessarily push notifications, but it deals with ASP.NET SignalR. If you haven't looked at that before, SignalR is a way of doing WebSocket-style communications from your server to whatever client you have, and a lot of that's web-related. But there are client libraries for iOS and Android. I'm pretty positive that'll work on Windows Phone and Windows Store. Actually, I think there's a NuGet for it on those packages. So, as an alternative or as a, in conjunction with your push notification store, you can use this for doing real-time communication down your app. So it's a pretty powerful capability. Visit the developer and platform tools. Lots of good stuff going on downstairs and lots of people you can ask questions of if you have them. Tons of resources for Visual Studio, Visual Studio Online, all sorts of stuff about that, as well as partners that are using stuff. Make sure you complete an evaluation and enter to win. You can win gift cards and Xbox Ones and stuff like that. And the more feedback we get from you, the more we know about what you like and don't like about the sessions. And then you can evaluate this session by scanning that QR code, and I think there's computers out in the lobbies as well that you can use if you want to. And I think that's it. So thanks, everybody, for coming. If you have any questions, please come on up to the microphones. I'd be happy to answer any questions or walk through anything anybody might want to know. Great. Thank you.